A New Earth. That's what Oprah's speaking about, and that's what the brand new book's about. So many people are getting into, I mean, literally in the millions, A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's, what? To your life's purpose? You know, when I'm looking at Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, a number of you have written me and asked me about it, and I began to look into it, ordered it. And as I began to read it, it reminded me again of the old Elaine Ferguson's the New Age or the Age of Aquarius. And it's the same kind of promise, the same kind of spirituality behind it, the same kind of carrot that is being laid out into the undiscerning donkey's life, which is running and running and running and chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing, but never coming to the satisfaction of grabbing that carrot and eating it. And so this is what is so deceptive and so dangerous and so corrupting about the promises of the Luciferian lie of spiritual evolution, a new consciousness, a new mind, a new humanity. A new earth. And listen, in light of, a war-weary, tired nation, we don't want 9/11 ever to occur again nation. Well, listen, Satan sees the cries, the need. He's a predator. He looks for, desires, hopes, and dreams. And he has no problem filling those hopes and dreams and goals for a better life. He has no problem of, trying to give an answer. But let me just read to you a little bit off of the webpage that we developed with this five-part series. Oprah Winfrey, boy, I've watched her before from time to time. Yes, that's true. I've seen her. She's a very nice lady, it seems like, incredibly wealthy, billionaire, so forth. Listen, let me just read it from the webpage. It's a dangerous thing to be so wealthy. With it comes great responsibility. You truly can influence many people with the abilities God has given you. When the anointed cherub was given so much, he had the opportunity to walk among the fiery stones of God. Actually, he did. He walked among the fiery stones of God. There he was. But he didn't stay there. He corrupted his wisdom. Listen to that. In Ezekiel 28, he corrupted his wisdom. The same will be played out in this new but old let's make a deal spirituality. Or let's make a deal spiritual offer. Deception is a deadly thing. The one being deceived may trust the person they are listening to so much that the antennas of discernment may have been set aside. Did someone infiltrate Oprah's camp? Is there someone lurking around in the background unleashing spiritual counterfeit, waves? Who's influencing this kind-hearted billionaire? Does she really embrace, listen, does Oprah Winfrey really embrace the deadly, in-your-face, Luciferian lie, of, quote, an enticing dream of spiritual evolution that promises deification? All for the low cost of rejecting the God of creation, creation spirituality, and the spiritual transformation unequaled this side of heaven, namely salvation in Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace and Restorer of the Imago Dei, the image of God in man. The new book, but not so new message, of a new spirituality that can take us to a new evolution in human consciousness so that we can save ourselves and the planet in the process, is the kind of message that can grip fallen human beings who are tired of the chaos and see the danger of the possible end of the world. How to save ourselves and the planet will be a question that Satan will seek to answer, of course, for his own benefit. not to mention to the destruction of the takers as well, as usual. The answer to the problem of pain, emptiness, and violence, and chaos, it's out there. The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace brought this answer and will bring the final answer. If you want to talk about, you know, the lamb laying down with the lion, have you ever looked into the millennial promise of God? Have you ever looked into the real coming age in which God will bring absolute peace? They will beat their weaponry into plowshares. They will, the lamb will lay down with the lion. The knowledge of God will cover the earth as the waters. When you understand the millennial promise of God, the age of absolute peace and no more war and no death and on and on and on, you can read about it again in the revelation of God. What God promised the first time around in the coming of Christ, the suffering servant would give his life to break the barrier that we created that was offered to us as a deception that led to destruction. The promise of being able to be like God. The promise of if we would just but make a deal and walk away, we could, gain some insight and some wisdom and some knowledge and kind of move into a new consciousness and a new experience. And we didn't need God for that. And you know what? Stupid we are. We're nuts forever believing the lie. But look at humanity. It's been the trail of tears ever since. God has invaded and brought spirituality. He's brought a way to be born of spirit and to come back into a relationship with God and the promise of immortality. He blasted apart the finality of death. He's the Prince of Peace who has promised to bring an end to all war, an end to all suffering, all rape, all crime, all sin, all evil. And only He can do it. The infinite God can deal with the finite, even finite evil. But like the poor donkey who chases the carrot that dangles just beyond its choppers, we fallen humans are offered a treat so seemingly tasty that it's hard to look elsewhere when you're hell-bent on getting that one little carrot. Hey, don't forget, the donkey never did get the carrot. Never did. Nor has any human evolved into godhood. Not the Gnostics of old or new, Hindus, New Agers, or any of the secret society Luciferians. None of them have reached it. And maybe that should say something to you Luciferians that listen. And maybe some of the New Agers that by the providence of the living God who loves you have somehow got this message to you. Maybe you've got in your hand Eckhart's book, The New Earth. A spiritual awakening. Yeah, he's talking about one, but what? What is the source of the spirituality that he's talking about? What is the source of it? You know, think through it all. You know, ask all the questions you need to ask before you bite into poisoned candy. You know, it's somewhat similar to the book by Marilyn Ferguson, The Age of Aquarius, and the promise again of a new age. Alice Bailey, a lot of the occult streams, many folks don't realize that the so-called ascended masters and Great White Brotherhood and so many of those beings, those other entities that have pushed spiritual communication in words and in feeling and in influence and in utterances, and in books that are being written, have been and are, that again speak about a counterfeit kingdom, a counterfeit spirituality, a spirituality that is offered that seems to be so pleasing to the eye, so tantalizing, so enticing, packed with promise, kind of a flash in the pan. And the difficulty is the same as in the beginning. This is what was promised in the beginning, and in the embrace of that deception came bloody, emotionally racked destruction. And it'll happen again and again and again. Let me ask New Agers. Let me ask Oprah. Let me ask Eckhart. Let me ask New Agers everywhere. Have you found what you're looking for? Have you come to the end of the rainbow? Have you come to the embrace of the living God who can communicate to you and give you, absolutely give you, immortality? Man, the other night I was out, we were getting ready to do a deliverance session, a freedom encounter, to where we would bring the presence of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, to an individual's life. And while we were sitting there getting ready to, you know, take this man out and deal with what was going on in his life, that was destroying his life, there was a young girl sitting in the coffee house talking to me about positivity and spirituality, and that isn't it a great thing to know that when we die, we just go out there. Go out where? That's what I did. I looked right at her and I said, go out where? I said, Jesus said, in the face of the death of Lazarus, who was already buried and dead for 4 days, even one of the ladies said, by this time, he stinks. He's rotting. And it was never meant. Jesus wept. God in human flesh wept over the death of someone that he loved. So at this funeral, this graveside, here we now have someone who's not just a prophet, not just a teacher, cannot be reduced by the psychics, by the cults and the occult, to some little rabbit's foot Jesus, skin-sized Jesus, that you can't have a relationship anyway with, you know, a little pocket-sized Jesus. Instead of having God in human flesh, who shared in our humanity that he might taste death for every one of us, as the Bible says. I looked at this young girl in the coffee house while we were drinking coffee and all kinds of people were around, and I looked at her and I said, well, didn't you hear what Jesus said? Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. If any man or any person believe in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And then this is the chapter in which he turns, and he, as God in human flesh, as he demonstrated his power over nature, power over sin, power over the demonic world, over everything around him, everything was subjected. All creation listened to Jesus Christ, because he is God, the infinite God, not a finite little, you know, made-up God, demon God, small g God or goddess. This is now the infinite living God in human flesh, sharing in humanity, who is sacred, who was created by God to bear the image, the imago Dei, the image of God. And Jesus comes to bring that back to us. So why be deceived again and again and again and again by the same old lie packaged in new marketing? And that's all this is. So Oprah, come to your senses. Get out of this. Listen, come to your senses. Get out of this. And for believers, wrap up the beauty of compassionate supernatural evangelism in these days. Come on. It's time to offer to the world, to your friends, to your neighbors, to your bosses who may be influential, to your employees whom you may have oversight of, to those in your neighborhood or your family, to offer to them a grace that is so effectual that it can deal with the barrier of sin and wrong, guilt, the psychological damage, the physiological damage, the soulical damage that sin and Satan have brought us. Jesus took our place. The Prince of Peace brought peace. We can have a relationship with God. We can have the gift of eternity planted into us in the moment, in the imputation of salvation, being born again of the Spirit of God, as we believe on the living Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the God of mercy. He is the one who can bring calm to your life. He is the one that can absolutely change your personal life and your future and destiny, eternity. He's the one that knows what evil's all about and how he's conquered evil. He knows all about the spiritual deception. So when I look at this and I think in terms of the New Earth, you know, and the awakening that it's talking about in that New Earth book, again, I'm seeing, you know, candy-coated poison. And that book may prove more influential than most any old or new, listen, channeled doctrine of demons. Didache of Demons, in the book of Timothy. Oprah, take a look at it. Right there in the book of Timothy, you understand the Bible. You understand the book of God. You know, you remember church culturally. But have you ever been born of the Spirit of God? Have you ever embraced the living Christ? Has he ever come into your heart and life and brought healing and brought what it is that so many are looking for, but are being offered a lie on the side? Notice how all the doctrines of demons, the original lie also, first seeks to remove a person from the living Creator, who is the source of life and immortality. And they want to, and that's, and listen, doctrines of the demonic realm, that counterfeit spirituality, even when it's wrapped in a sense of peacefulness. Remember with Eve in the garden, the deception was pleasing to the eyes. That's part of the power of seduction, part of the power of deception. That tempter knows what it is that's missing, or what's needed, or what he wants to offer. You know, the demons always move people. It's always a seductive, enticing, pleasing to the senses promise that there is so much more, and that the new so much more is so much better, and that the new so much better is so much truer than the old rigid lie of the old God who doesn't want you to really find out what's on the other side of the rainbow. But once again, look at the damage. You look at hell on earth. You look at the wars. You look at the blood. You look at the rape. You look at the seduction. You look at the abuse. You look at the pain. You look at 9/11. And the roots of all of that go back to Genesis 3. When sin came into the world, when the satanic presence came into the world, and all because of the original book of a new earth, of a new life, of a new God was written in Genesis 3 when the fallen cherub sought the sacred humanity. Can you be, you know, listen, just come to our senses. Like the prodigal son. We messed up, we screwed up, we did it, we sinned, we caused this, and there is an evil presence in this house we call earth. And there's an agenda going on, and it's ramping up in the world today, and polite little packaged sweet little droplets of poison coming from the new age, coming from the old age, coming from the other side. It's not the answer. It's the carrot that is being offered and making donkeys out of so many individuals. And Oprah and others, you will chase it and chase it and chase it and chase it, and you'll never taste what's really offered. Satan has no power to complete what he's offered. He's not infinite. The finite cannot do what the infinite has, can, and will do. I beg you to once again go back to the Gospel of John and see the most peaceful, beautiful, spiritual being that ever appeared on the face of the earth. And this is whom Isaiah said 700 years prior, that Emmanuel would appear, God in human flesh. No, not some Hinduistic spark of God, not some deity with a small g, not some kind of deity in which we can all become the same deity, because finite human beings cannot become infinite God, nor can any other spiritual entity out there. Everything else is finite. Only God is infinite. And God loves you with an infinite love. God loves you with an infinite grace. God loves you with an infinite mercy. And God is reaching out. And God is speaking. And the Spirit of God is speaking. And God, by providence, has even brought this simple message to you. An awakening. An awakening to a nightmare. Every time there is a spiritual counterfeit, a spiritual lie, wrapped in what seems to be beautiful, peaceful, and promising cliches. A new consciousness. A new earth. Every single time, it brings, like Woodstock, a trail of tears and disease and pain and suicide and death. Woodstock did not bring us the utopia. Woodstock didn't bring us the Age of Aquarius. On the other side of biblical revelation, prophetic revelation, there is the revelation of a satanic agenda to seduce the earth, to literally lead the whole world astray. And without the presence of God, without the authority of Christ, you will be seduced, you will be deceived. Oprah Winfrey, your money will not save you. It's not the power of God. Money is not the power of anything. Satan can use it. You can use your influence for the living God. And that's what I've said before to rock stars and millionaires and many others. If God has given you influence and God has given you talents, surrender them to the living God. Lead people to the heart and the face of the living God, where internal healing and external eternity and immortality is truly and assuredly given. Well, listen, we're doing a 5-part series on Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth. And this is just the first in 5 of the areas, and we're going to be dealing with the source of the spiritual counterfeit, the reason for this top phase deception, the end goal of believing deception, and the supranatural power in the New Earth message, which is deception, which is very, very, again, it's just simply sweet candy-coated poison. It will aid and abet the damnation of souls. We would call for Eckhart Tolle, if he really wants the peace of God, to embrace the Prince of Peace. The prophetic warning given by the Spirit of the living God echoed out 2,000 years ago. And every Christian listening to me right now needs to understand the prophetic preemptive element of what the Spirit of God has revealed, so that we can say to the world around us, this is that which God has warned us about, and point then to the promise that can be received now. See, it's not about a constant carrot on a stick that we're chasing and chasing and chasing. New Agers, you've been chasing the rainbow since the 60s, really. And it's the age-old, partially Hinduistic, partially Gnostic version of spirituality. It's not just earth-based spirituality. There's supernatural presence behind it, but it's not the supernatural presence of God. It's not the supernatural presence of the living, personal Creator, infinite, immeasurable God that loved you enough to house himself in a human being, God becoming flesh, that he might taste death for all of us and destroy him who held the power over death. Have you read that in Hebrews 2:14? Have you been challenged to read the revelation of God, the accuracy? See, right now you can receive Christ, the living Christ, into your life, the power of God into your life, the gift of eternal life, and you can know it. You can know it by the infallible Word of God, the truth of the Word of God. That Word of God that you read there, that Bible, is a living book. It's an active book. It's a book that's able to penetrate. It's literally the voice of God in written language. It is speaking. And listen, as God gives you the gift of the Spirit of God into your life, and Jesus can bring healing to your wounded soul and bring wisdom to your confused mind, to your searching heart, he can give you the factual, spiritual reality of what has happened, what is occurring, and what is about to occur on the face of the earth. Don't be caught with your spiritual pants down. Jesus loved you so much so that he went to a cross and he died there. And Eckhart Tolle has not done that for you. Oprah Winfrey, Eckhart Tolle, and no New Age guru has done that for you. Turn your face back to the living Christ. So many who were cultural Christians and never tasted of the love and the power of God and the powers of the coming age that is a witness within. and a word without in the Word of God, spoken by prophets, spoken by apostles, confirmed even by angels that have never fallen. I hope that you will take the time to listen. If you're a believer and you know that this needs to be passed on to an appropriate person somewhere, someplace, I would encourage you and ask you to pray over it and send it out. And I can trust this. I already know how the living God works. God is after Oprah Winfrey, and God wants to reach out to her, and God loves her. And she's been pulled aside to the left and right by so many others. And there's a dark, snaky, supernatural darkness around that would love to use her and love to use her finances and propel a lie to help complete the agenda. In the book of Revelation, it says the ancient dragon who leads the whole world astray. This is a global attempt. And if you're a believer in Christ, it's time to become spiritually, large in your walk and in your faith so that you can go down on the field and begin to unleash the message of the indefeatable, unconquerable, living Christ and bring Jesus to souls. I have seen him save thousands. I have seen him heal hearts. I have seen him deliver from dark spirits, from deception and confusion. Maybe that's what you need. Receive Jesus. He's alive. He's right there. It's not over yet. Come to Christ. Come to Christ now. Give him your heart. Give him your life. The Word of God says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call on the living Christ. Call on him now. Ask him to come in. He'll give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. He'll forgive all of the psychological produced real moral guilt of sin. And he will walk with you and speak into you. And he will give you the assurance of eternity. He will give you the assurance of the embrace of glorification. Listen, even the biblical revelation of the glorification of the redeemed human race is unparalleled in any spiritual offer that the deceiving New Age gurus have written about. God says that he will bring about a new heaven and a new earth. God says on the basis of that old rugged cross that victory has been won, he will bring about a new heaven and a new earth. Christians, pray about getting the message out. Hope that you'll come back over the next 5 weeks as we bring out more and more information, chapter by chapter, in Eckhart Tolle's book, The New Earth, and then we'll compare it to the revelation of prophets and apostles and servants of God, and even angels like Gabriel that communicated to Daniel in the book of Daniel and explained future history. Only God knows the totality of future history, and he knows about yours. He's the infinite God. He's already on the other side of history. He's behind you, in front of you. He's beside you. As the Word of God says, he's not far from each one of us. And if you don't know him, he wants you to know him. He's not willing to lose you. And he wants to know you because he loves you. And he provided a way to come through. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And you can come to him right now, right where you are, wherever it is. I don't care if it's in a taxi cab, if it's in an airport. I don't care if it's on your iPod. I don't care if it's sitting in a mausoleum in the middle of a cemetery. Jesus Christ can come into your life. He promises the eternal gift. He promises his presence. He promises that. And he calls you to come home. He calls you to come home. 2,700 years ago, God spoke in advance that it might be heard today. A scripture that says this, a word from God that says, turn to me, all you ends of the earth, and be saved, for I am God and there is no other. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, or preemptionbroadcast.com on the web. I pray that if you need to, write to me, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. I pray today that God will invade you with his beautiful presence, that the Prince of Peace will speak into your life, and that you can come to know Jesus. For all those who are already believers, all of those who already know the living Christ, I'm asking and I'm encouraging you as a brother in Christ to just pour out your prayers, pour out your life. You know, seek every soul that you can. Let me give you a verse for you to memorize, for you to think about, for you to put into your life, and for you to do. This is a tremendous verse, and you're going to have to look it up. I'm just going to give you the address. 1 Corinthians 9:19. I know it by heart. It's in my life, but I'm giving it to you and encouraging you to take the Word of God into your life as a believer in Christ. If you really and truly walk with God, if you really truly are born of the Spirit of God, let Him heal all your issues. Stand up and obey Him. Don't allow any deception, corruption, or any other entanglement. And step out in faith to see the living God in power even do signs and wonders and miracles as you step out to fulfill the mission of God. The mission of God is that He will not return here to the earth and even give the new heaven and new earth until the great and incredible news of Jesus, of the Prince of Peace, of salvation, is brought to and shared with every single culture, every single nation, every tribe, every language, every subgroup in all of the world. He'll not return until that's done. And the fact that He is going to return is a evidence that the mission of God was indestructible and that it did get done. There's only one reason individuals will not enjoy the eternal peace, power, immortality, glorification, of heaven, and to see eyeball to eyeball the living God, to be embraced, to look face to face, to be healed of every possible injury. The only reason, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, they perish, and I hope this is not you, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved.